There is.
There's a passage that if you talk about tithes and offerings, and people that are particularly strong on, this is what the Bible says about tithes. This is the passage that we have. It's Malachi chapter 3, verses 6 to 12.
And it says this, and I'm going to need some volunteers in a minute. So just bear in mind, if you like jelly babies, I might need some help. Just, you know, I'm just going to leave that out there for you. Okay, just in case you like jelly babies. But Malachi chapter 3, verses 6 to 12 says this. And I'm going to ask you what it means. Not in a rhetorical, we'll wait for Rich to give the answer to this. So you've got to listen up, because I'm going to ask you what this passage says to us for today. I like to be inclusive. I, the Lord, do not change. So you, O descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your forefathers, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return? Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings. You are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and vines in your fields will not cast their fruit, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. Anyone brave enough to say, oh, I know what that passage is about. This is what it's saying. Even the pastors are staying quiet. You notice that? Heads down. I'm not really here. Richard's head disappeared. Nick sat with more confidence, I would say. Not that I'm comparing. It's quite useful having you on each side to about the same position in the church. No? Anyone want to make any suggestions? Peggy.
About what we give to God,
indeed. Yep. Yes, Wendy.
Not just the money we give, but our time and how we use it.
Okay. It's not just about the money we give, it's about our time and how we give it and use it for God. Okay. Yep.
Is it about wasting what God gives us sometimes? Because he said about robbing.
About wasting.
Robbing from God, so he's.
Because we're. Robbing from God. He's given us stuff and actually we're robbing him by just wasting it. Could be. There you go. I'm not, going to judge you if you come up with something. And we go, no, actually, that is incorrect. And I'm now going to tell you the right answer. I hope I don't come across like that. Okay. So, there will be plenty of churches. I studied recently, and a few of the people I studied with says, I know what this passage means. It means that if we don't bring our tithe to church, and the tithe is 10% of what we have before tax and all the bills and everything, when we get our wages, we get our 10% from the first bit of the wage, not before anything else is taken out, and we've got to give that to the church. And if we don't do that, then we're robbing God. And if we do that, and we follow on in this passage, it says, test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. And so some people will say, if we don't give to God through giving to the church, then we're robbing him. But if we do give, then God will bless us abundantly. And so it's about the amount you give, it's about the amount you receive.
I don't agree with that.
Okay.
I'm going to put that out there. I don't agree with that. Does anybody know when the first tithe happened in the Bible?
The very, very first one that gets a mention. Abraham. Was it
Abraham? Are we going far as back as Abraham? Anyone? Got a guess of Abraham? Oh, you're not sure? Not sure? No one's rifling through their Bibles or got their electronic devices Googling it? Oh yeah, point at mum. Yeah, of course the vicar's wife knows. Of course we have that, don't we? Yeah, Peggy, you put your hand up. When was it? Cain and Abel. The first time it gets a mention is in Genesis 14, verse 20. If I've written it down right. Yes, there we go. It says Abraham. So it's before Abraham becomes Abraham. It says Abraham gave a tenth of everything. Now he doesn't give it to the temple because the temple does not exist. It hasn't been built. They haven't moved and built this temple. He gives it. He gives it at Lot. He rescues Lot, and it is to do with Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham comes along and wins some battles, and they get a load of stuff, and they take it, and it's all wonderful. That's what they used to do. I don't advise it now. And from what he got, he gave a tenth of things. Okay? And interestingly, he gave bread, or he was given bread and wine. And I was chatting to a rabbi who was talking to me about communion. I don't know many rabbis, but this one mentioned it to me, and he said, isn't it interesting that at this time, the first kind of bit, what happened was that the bread and the wine were given, and he talks about the bread and wine. The bread is something that needs to be, for it to be good, you've got to make it fresh. And so it's about newness. But the wine is something, actually, it's got to be a long-term thing. Wine gets better with age. Apparently. I've never had such a good wine that that's the case. Mine's like a maximum £5 bottle from somewhere, and that's when it's reduced. But we're told that we, if you go through Levitical law and so on and so forth, they brought things of the earth. Now, is anybody a farmer? Are any of you not farmers or learning to be farmers? No? No, you're not? Anybody here a farmer? Anyone been a farmer? No, sorry, I turned to look at this side. No, any of you been farmers? Anyone maybe grow your own education? One or two people, you try, you get a few people. We haven't attempted it. And what we're told in the Bible is that in the Old Testament, the Israelites were called to bring their stuff to God. And so they brought the stuff from the earth. And you're supposed to bring the best of what you had. Now, for some of us, that might be Tesco Everyday Plain Flour. That might be the best. It doesn't say it's got to be the best, the best, the best. It's got to be the best that you can bring. So for some, that'll be Everyday Flour. For some, it will be from Dove's Farm. And it will be gluten-free rice flour. Might be. For some, it will be, here we go, Asia's Finest Foods. And it'll be chapati flour. For some, now if it's me, it's not just any bread. This is the finest bread in all of Uzi. And if you don't know where to buy the finest bread in all of Uzi, I don't normally promote shops. You can't get this in Tesco. You can't get it in Morrison's. You have to go. There you go. Some people know. I don't want to let away the secret, really, because otherwise you'll go in there and buy them. But then for me, there's a little shop on the corner. It's called Silver School. And the bread's near the back. And these rolls are amazing. So what I have to do when I'm called to bring my tithe is not to go, I've got to bring some of the value flour. I've got to go to the Silver Store shop. I've got to get these rolls, and I've got to bring these rolls before God. We don't really do that now, do we?
Has anyone ever brought a bunch of bread to church? Other than the person serving communion, who've ever had service. We have harvest. Apart from harvest, once a year you might bring a bit of bread, and now actually you bring tins and packets, because they last longer. Nobody brings bread or flour, generally. Like when we take up the offering in a minute, and we go, let's bring the offering, we'll pass the plate round. It's not going to be loaded up with wheat and... No? That's not... Because things change. What used to happen,
if you go back through the rules, actually, even before they had a temple in place, they used to bring tithes and offerings. Leviticus 25 tells us it is the produce of the soil. Ezekiel 45, 11 and 14 says it's a tenth. Leviticus 27 tells us that it's for the Levites. So there were a group of people
that were the priests. So like Richard, Nick and I, if you like. And we weren't supposed to work the land, because that's for other people to do. We've got to focus on being ministers and pastoring to people and doing all that that's involved. So everyone else works the land and then brings some of what they've got to give to others. Now, I thought we'd try and work this out. I thought I'd use jelly babies. Who likes jelly babies? I saw a bunch of hands earlier. Certainly there's some hands going up. Would anybody like a whole packet of jelly babies? And I'm not talking small packet, I'm talking like one of the big ones. No, nobody wants any. I can't see any. Oh, you do. Oh, wait a minute. Has anyone got any allergies? Anyone vegetarian? Not eat it. I've got to check all that stuff. Is what? You eat vegetarian. You're a vegetarian and you eat meat. That's because you're a vegetarian at daddy's house and we eat at mummy's. Yeah. I know how that works. So therefore what happens then? I've got to check whether you're allowed jelly babies. Okay, we're getting a nod. Okay, you know what? Hope and faith, I think you can come and help. Because I know it's a special day today. Oh, yeah, yes, everyone's going, oh, because they're wearing matching clothes and they're lovely. And is it a special day today as well? Yeah, why is it a special day? Is it? It's your birthday as well. And you're six.
You should definitely have some jelly babies.
You're going to have them? Just hold on to it, then.
Oh no, you don't have to share. You can have a packet each. Okay, that's a face that says, wow. Okay, and I'm just happy to give you them. They're yours. Is that nice? I got two more packets. We choose some other people. Could you help me out?
Who else do you think looks like they deserve some jelly babies? Who doesn't deserve them that will like them? Put your hand up really high. Look, if we get Jack and Lewis, then we'll end up with like a full set of twins across the face. It's going to be like, people will wonder what's in the water.
And we would. We'd go, oh golly, there's even more. There's twins everywhere in here. Wow.
Don't drink the water.
It's so hard to choose. So hard to choose. I'm going to choose you.
You have to stand at the front though and stand up here. Do you know why I'm choosing you? Because I enjoyed dancing. There you go. And,
sure, I don't mind the fact that you knocked the bars off, I noticed. Doesn't matter.
Oh, I've got one more packet. Looks like I'm being age and genderous, aren't I? Because it's three girls. That seems unfair. We need a boy, probably. Or maybe somebody a bit older. Somebody a bit older. No? You're not a boy. What are they hearing? Oh, I see. No, I see. Oh. Penny likes them.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, right, you've got to stand at the front now. Okay, so now. So this is what happens. God says, everything you've got, I give to you.
I choose what to give to you, I give it to you. So don't make the confusion, I'm not God. Okay? And so, on this occasion, it's jelly babies.
And then he says, actually, what I would like you to do
is you can have it all. You can have it all. But it's quite nice to share them, isn't it? Yeah. Is it nice to share them? Do you know what? Who wants to eat them all for themselves? You're going to give one to Daddy and one to Charlene. See, that's nice. But the rest for you, yeah? Okay. I mean, you've just got them for free, so, you know. And they're yours. You can do with them as you want. Okay? But
in the Bible,
God says, okay, so you've got those. And I've given them to you. But in order to support others, would you give something back to the people that have less than you?
And it changes through the Old Testament. It
starts off because they're a community and they like live around a tent. So that's kind of easy. And then they grow. So by the time you get to the end of the Old Testament, you've got a temple and people are living all over Jerusalem. And so to give the tithe, the rule they put in place is you've got to bring it all the way to the temple. So even if you moved away from Usley and you moved to, I don't know, as far away as Uxbridge. Or if you moved even further and you went north of that road that's up there that shall not be mentioned, into maybe Christ. Even if you moved there, the rules got put in place that you had to come all the way back to the temple to give. But what they also did is they said, once every 3 years, what I want you to do, and this is the original bit about the time when God instituted, is once every 3 years, there's people that go without. And so you don't just bring your tithe and give it to the priest. Actually, you gather together those who are less fortunate than you. So it might be the widows. It might be the elderly who've got no one to provide for them. It might be those who are kind of struggling and are on their own. And you have a big meal. And you get together and you invite the priest along. Sounds good, doesn't it, Richard? I mean, it depends who's cooking. But we can instigate this. And we'll come to your... Well, the house will be big enough. You're going to have to get somewhere bigger for us. And you'd also invite those people that perhaps you don't want to invite because they're a bit scared. Because, you know, their clothes aren't quite as nice as yours. You don't really know them that well. And God says, actually, when you bring your tithe, make it for the community to support those in need. But it's your choice. So you have a choice. It's your choice. The jelly babies are yours. I'm giving them to you. You can do with them what you will. Okay? If you'd like to give 10% of them away, that's fine. And do you know what? It's quite easy to give 10% to the people I know and love. I don't mind giving 10%. I give 50%. I give 100% to my wife and kids. That's easy. It's much harder to give to someone I don't know who I think, oh, maybe they won't use it like I want them to. It's much harder to give it to the church because I think, yeah, but the church does stuff sometimes and I don't agree with it. And they're going to waste it on something that they shouldn't waste it on. Or I'm going to give it to whoever. So those jelly beans are yours. Okay. I'm not going to tell you what to do with them. I'm going to drop lots of subtle hints. You're going to have a whole bunch of people that are looking at you. And they're thinking, they got jelly babies and I didn't. That's not fair. And they're hoping that you'll open them and share them. But it's up to you whether you do. Have I done a guilt trip on you now? Don't feel bad. Like, honestly, they're yours. Because what God's mostly interested in is not what you give or how you give. Like, whether it's like to your friends and stuff. He's interested in the heart. And if you give going, well, the rule is I've got to give 10%, so Rich said, so I'm going to give it, but didn't want it. Then God goes, do you know what? In fact, I don't want your money, if that's the way you're giving. I don't want it. But if you give going, actually, I love God. I love the community, not just the people in my church, but the wider community. Outside of these four walls. Then, that is what God is interested in. Okay? Okay, you can go sit down. And just know that everybody is watching what happens to you. No,
after the service, everyone will be your friend, okay? Everyone's going to try and be your friend. I'm just warning you.
And the funny thing is, if you were to look up in the New Testament, what does Jesus say specifically about tithing? He doesn't mention it. Doesn't crop up.
I mean, he says about, you know, give to Caesar what is Caesar's. He talks about the Sabbath,
but he has very little to say. But he does talk about money. He talks about the things we have. And he talks about the way that we give and what we do with it.
Now today, we're going to take up an offering. If you have come prepared to give to Usually Baptist Church, keep hold of your money. If you've come to give to Usually Methodist Church, keep hold of your money. If you've come to give to St. Matthew's Church, keep hold of your money. Find the appropriate person from that church at some point after the service, if you've got money for them, and give it to them. But we had a request last week, because I don't know how many of you are involved or support the food banks. But we had a request, because the food bank people come in needing food. But sometimes they need a little bit more than food, like maybe a saucepan to cook the food in. And so Carol, who runs the food bank, sent out a message to church leaders saying, can anyone help out? We've got a family or a couple, they've got these needs. Could you help out? So we put something out on social media because we can. And we got some saucepans that people donated, which is great. And some towels, I think it was as well, which we asked for. Some of it was brand new. Someone had gone to the shop and bought them. I don't know who they are. Wasn't members of our church. They just turned up and gave a donation and got left, and that was there. But what we're going to do today is, if you want to give an offering today, we're going to take up an offering that can go to supporting those who use the food bank that might need something to cook their food in, or whatever the additional need is. So that Carol, rather than going, right, well, if you come back in a couple of weeks, I'm going to put a message out to the churches near everywhere else to see if we can get some bits and pieces. She can say, we can sort out the saucepan. And we might also keep a small supply of things. So if you want to give to that is what we're going to take up an offering for today.